Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, from The Independent, Meghan Markle has denied reports that she requested her real name be removed from Archie's birth certificate. On Saturday, The Sun reported that Meghan had the birth certificate edited to remove Rachel Meghan and leave just Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Sussex. According to the outlet, the move could be seen as a snub to the Cambridges, who have included Kate's names on her children's certificates. A spokesperson for the Duchess has since addressed the claim, denying that the change was requested by Meghan, nor a calculated snub. The change of name on public documents in 2019 was dictated by the palace, as confirmed by documents from senior palace officials. This was not requested by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, nor by the Duke of Sussex, a statement to The Independent read. They added that the outlet's claim of a potential snub would be laughable were it not offensive. To see this UK tabloid and their carnival of so-called experts choose to deceptively whip this into a calculated family snub and suggest that she would oddly want to be nameless on her child's birth certificate or any other legal document would be laughable were it not offensive. The statement continued. There's a lot going on in the world. Let's focus on that rather than creating clickbait. Meanwhile, The Express tells us Prince Harry has accepted an apology issued by the publisher of The Mail Online and The Mail on Sunday. Associated newspapers, after the publication of two articles in October last year in which it was claimed he had not been in touch with the Royal Marines since stepping down as senior royal in March 2020. At a brief court hearing during which Harry's representative read a statement on behalf of the Duke, the dispute was officially settled. Prince Harry's lawyer, Jenny Affier, said during the hearing the Duke of Sussex has donated the damages he received from Associated Newspapers to the Invictus Games Foundation, so he could feel something good had come out of the situation. Via the statement, Affier said, "All of these allegations are false, as the Mail on Sunday and the Mail Online have now accepted, albeit after considerable damage was already done. The truth is that the Duke of Sussex has made repeated and concerted efforts to continue to support the Royal Marines and other members of the armed forces and their families over the past year, even though he was required to step back from his formal military roles in the year of transition, during which he must take a reduced role as a member of the royal family. It is also untrue that the Duke ignored correspondence from Lord Dannett. The Duke's commitment to the men and women who have put their lives on the line, to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for their country, and to military families is steadfast and unquestionable." In other news, Prince Harry has issued a plea in support of the charity Well Child and the children it supports. In a statement, Harry said, according to PA, "As we continue to battle this health crisis, the existing needs of vulnerable children should not be forgotten. Life for everyone has been tough. For these families, it's been tougher than most of us can imagine. Well Child is a lifeline for so many people and has had to redirect many of its funding resources during the pandemic." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Insider reports a flaw in Diana's wedding dress. They spoke with Chloe Savage, who worked on both Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle's gowns for their big days. Savage told Insider there was one major issue with Diana's. "It was a beautiful dress, but someone should have warned them that it was going to be stuffed in the carriage. It looked like it needed to be pressed. You could have brushed it over before she walked down the aisle. It would have taken 10 minutes and all those creases would have dropped. It was a very beautiful dress, very 80s, very her, but if you look at it, you go, oh my God, is it creased? It would never have occurred to anyone that it would have been screwed up that badly." The AV Club reports on a new movie in the works called Spencer, an unconventional biopic that follows the late Diana over the course of one pivotal weekend. December 1991. The Prince and Princess of Wales' marriage has long since grown cold. Though rumours of affairs and a divorce abound, peace is ordained for the Christmas festivities at Sandringham Estate. They are eating and drinking, shooting and hunting. Diana knows the game. This year things will be a whole lot different. And over the weekend, the president of the Football Association, one Prince William, released a series of strongly worded tweets. He wrote, "Racist abuse, whether on the pitch, in the stands, or on social media, is despicable, and it must stop now. We all have a responsibility to create an environment where such abuse is not tolerated, and those who choose to spread hate and division are held accountable for their actions. That responsibility extends to the platforms where so much of this activity now takes place. I commend all those players, supporters, clubs, and organizations who continue to call out and condemn this abuse in the strongest terms." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.